The Mint Museum Uptown is like the glamorous and alluring younger sister in a Jane Austen novel. And the Mint Museum on Randolph is her older spinster sister who struggles to compete for suitors. But she's got one now.
Richard Caton Woodville. He lived from 1825 to 1855. So he was 30 by the time he passed away.
That's the Mint's communications director, Hillary Cooper. Despite his early demise, Woodville was an influential American painter at a turbulent time in the nation's history. His mostly domestic scenes of people playing games or chatting idly in pubs and parlors often feature soldiers from the Revolutionary and Civil Wars. Somber-looking slaves stand in the shadows. Woodville's work is rarely on exhibit, so Cooper says this show, on loan from a museum in Baltimore, is a big deal. And it's at the Mint on Randolph Road for a reason.
We want to make sure that the community realizes that Randolph is alive and kicking.
At no small cost, mind you. Keeping the Randolph building open eats nearly $500,000 of the Mint's ever-tightening annual budget. For the first time in recent memory, Mint CEO Kathleen Jamison says the museum will dip into its cash reserves to make ends meet this fiscal year. So with a gleaming new building uptown, why hang on to Randolph Road?
You know, I get this question all the time. There is a perception that Randolph is somehow, an albatross, but we don't view it that way at all.
Jamison says half of the Mint's staff is housed at Randolph Road, along with 85% of the museum's collection. Without Randolph, Jamison says the Mint would have to rent space somewhere else, whereas both of the Mint's current locations are rent-free thanks to a deal with the city, which owns the buildings. The Woodville Paintings exhibition opens tonight and is free to the public tomorrow at the Mint Museum Randolph. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.